Fact or fiction? You learn the most important information about a player by watching his game film.
Fact is, you should try to, especially if you watch it from the beginning to the end, I think you kind of get a flow for him. In particular, from the tape, you can take the tape and then ask some pertinent questions when you do get a chance to sit down and interview with him.
Fact or fiction? Quarterback is the hardest position to project from college to the pros.
Fact. One of the things is the college field that they play on is not the same field we play on. It might be 100 yards long, but the hash marks make a big difference. There's the short side of the field and the wide side of the field. A lot of college quarterbacks don't have the arm strength or the mechanics and the wherewithal to make the throws to the wide side of the field. So you hear the phrase all the time, he can make all the throws. That's not always the case. So the coverages that they face and the routes that they run aren't always the same as what we use because the field we play on is different.
Fact or fiction? The most important drill for evaluating cornerbacks is the 40-yard dash.
I would say that's fiction. And the reason it's fiction because with a cornerback, you want to see their footwork, their movements. So I would say the shuttle drills, the 60-yard shuttle, the 5-10-5, all the short area quickness drills are what you want to see in the defensive backs.
The growth of the spread offense in college makes it more difficult to evaluate offensive linemen. Fact or fiction?
Fact. You're not seeing guys in a three-point stance. You're rarely seeing them, you know, get out of their stance and drive people off the ball. So, yes, fact, definitely.
Middle linebackers that can play both the run and the pass are one of the hardest things to find among college prospects. Fact or fiction?
I would also say that's a fact. And the reason why is because the colleges now play a spread offense, so you don't see the traditional big middle linebackers, you know, that can run and cover the pass. You have more of the undersized guys who are more athletic opposed to the big, you know, linebackers that we're used to seeing.
Fact or fiction? Vision for a running back is the most important trait you can't test for at the combine.
Fact, yeah. Vision is an innate thing. Can't teach it, and some guys have it, they don't. You might be fast, and you might be big, and you can run over guys, but to see the hole and feel that, that's an innate thing, and that's most important.
The best way to find out about a player's character is to talk to his collegiate coaches.
I would say fact, but I would also say that's just another part of the puzzle. I mean, the most people you can, at least from my point of view, the more people you can talk to them about them, and then collectively, you know, you form your opinion about the player, but I mean, the good starting point, obviously, is the coach because he's around him on a daily basis for 4+ years, hopefully. Actually, now with juniors, really 2+ years.
Fact or fiction? Technology makes being a scout much easier than it was 20 years ago.
Fact. When I first started 29 years ago, we used to carry around a 16-millimeter projector in a very heavy case and then go to the individual schools and use their 16-millimeter film and have to put that all together, find a place to watch it. And actually, when you have a projector, you can't be in a small space. You need a larger space. That wasn't always available. So now we have iPads and our computers, and almost all the colleges allow us to use their videotape on campus. So it's a lot better. High definition TVs, so on and so forth. So yeah, we're in the 21st century.